wanted us to go back to that grant. People gonna have to go back and then come back and eat, but then they have to eat back, but that'll be their choice. And we'll have some time in the morning to come up with some plans or recommendations. The kids can speak in English and we can translate to the elders. And the elders can speak in more. Kadilla Kodli, Uvadi, Nubera, Kundur, Kili, Kudila, Kudur, Okanila, Lokamaki, Hamami, Nandu, Nilandu, Aku, Okanila, Laglu, Tinbun, Kadipatia, Kumatigu, 5:30, Sundana, Sirok Tapir, Lok, Kundur, Opera, Dawse, Ukoka, Nature, Kuyu, Wati, Nyogu. Malusuli, Ulami, the Mak, Civic, Hakam, Natural, Sobaya, Covers of 15, Ashin, Report, Victor, City, Ibuni, Mak, So, Sabaka, in Nippon, Naka, Sobaya, Report, Nor, Report, Naka, Victor, Nor, Johnny, Dadna, Utukanan, it could blue down. So, for you, we
I think that's true, and they use their translated New Testament, you know, their Bible. they're there, they use them, they're in their dialect, and even their young people use them.
And she said she's heard some elders speak on CB, and even though they could speak in Inupiaq, she heard them say, where are you?
The young people must learn in your back, or we won't have it anymore. And if the young people must speak in your back, then we, those of us who speak in your back, have to speak it so that because they have to hear it.
Tá bom, olha, eu tô com o pé agora, tô com o pé agora, tô com o pé agora, tô com o pé agora.
tham de yu mu tu la pek to ko bo bo ta 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 ti ni yu gu rak to ni ta na ko khak ma ta na la tu sap lu bi pillo tengong nak si tinduk pa asi sibunik sangak ini lo rak lugu tabra ikayu tau kisirugli tema nokun How many of you know what kivit means? Kivit. You, right? See? At least you know one word. maybe a lot more. Leviticus Miglu Pichu go. Leviticus, number one is number to go.
Punished not to speak in the back. You have to sort of start speaking with again. And they're not, your parents are not, they're not trying to not teach you because they don't want to. It's because they were punished like that. They were programmed that way. And we have to figure out a way for them to know it's okay. You can learn two languages. You know, you're capable of it. Like in Europe, they always learn 3, 4, 5 languages all at once. You can do that too. You have it right in your brain. And it will help you in the long run.
They had rules at the time when they were going to school that they couldn't speak any Inupiaq until after 6 o'clock that evening. And the same rule held true for their parents, even though their parents never had any English language instruction before. And that's how come in our villages, the way we use some of the English language came from that period of time when our grandparents try to speak English and develop what we call village English, you know, because it's different than regular English. I guess what they call native English. So those are some of the history of the Inupiaq being forced to learn English, and in a way being forced to forget their own. But but we know that it's become a psychological problem, you might say, and now we're trying to correct that and say it's okay to speak both languages, you know. You can know both of them, even more than those. You can learn Russian, you can learn English, Spanish, if you make up your mind to do it. I took a Spanish class 2 semesters in college because I wanted to know what it took to learn a foreign language, because I know you kids, in learning Inupiaq, it's just like learning a foreign language. And it takes a lot of concentration, it takes a lot of work. And I know it's not easy, but it can be done. You just really have to make up your mind to it that that's what you're going to do.
Kalau tak kena, terlalu kau nak sahut nak musuh lah, terlalu kau nak. There's substitute.
They're sharing their experiences of how they got punished. Eula said she said the alphabet once and she thought she said them correctly, and he let her sit down, or the teacher let her sit down, and she said, Eskimo, I did them right. How come you let me sit down? Just because she said in fact he hit her with a ruler on her hand. And she said it turned out she made a mistake with B, T, D, and T.
Yeah, pronunciation.
And Eva said when she started school, she was pretty talkative, and that's the severity of the punishment that they got. And it's not just them, it's everybody in that generation. That's why we have our problems today. But we can work on take some, you know, some effort, some discussion. Start thinking more positive about it.
Balikok number 5 and number 6 are the gagal lagi ka. O kakak lagi ka, ini pera ko pilih sa tiyo. O ka ini wak na kata kamali, ini pera ko daw nung kawak lagi na. Wala ko may lagi ni kakak ni. Asin, gusto di matut ang lagi ni. Wala ko may lagi na kong kisay mo di. Ilihora mo ikilang kakasimikang siglalat yusle na lang mo ilang. Dahil natutuhong ako, inupayalan na ito, pinilang lukak na ako nila. Kau ba ko tukaw dito, inupayalan. Suli, aglapit sila pamali, salibig mi. Lalibig sila mi, naloob na ito, kami ko aglapit at inupayalan ako dito. Ilang sa inupayalan, kila lang natin ako. Yul ko putik cengit, suli at tingalim putik cengit ko at tulong mo dahil ko inupayalan ako dito. Sulit. Uba ko inyupeni, inyupera ako na ang atakalita, uba na kunin ako. At alam, dahil na, matagal ko makunin. Dahil na asin, uba ko ito, inyupera ako na ito. Tigo ka uba, 5 years old. Siling mo ang ilakan mo, ito ang lakan mo, kasi mo, akpak shock tuman, it na katakta.
Maybe in number 5 we could add make commitment.
I'm just starting this rough note.
And part of that no ridicule would be to give positive reinforcement to instruction.
Okay.